A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Pei Vav Amud Beis, Yevamos 86b, pagination is 172, starting from the Mishnah, which is on the second wide line. The case that we're dealing with is a woman who marries, and in our case, the beginning of the Mishnah, the woman is of regular Yisrael lineage, but she's marrying a Kohen, and therefore is going to be allowed to eat teruma. And then, as the Mishnah develops, we're also going to have her marrying a Levi after the passing of her first husband, the Kohen. And we will see how each one of these marriages will impact her ability to eat teruma. And likewise, the question that always is present is, does she have a child from that husband such that even upon the husband's passing, she still remains linked to the husband's status? Now, this idea that a woman changes status based on her marriage is based on a section in Parshas Emor, that's Chumash Vayikra, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, and Pasuk Yud Gimel, where the Torah tells us, Ubas Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, that's not exactly the case that we're starting off with in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was Bas Yisrael, but it's going to be the same idea. Bas Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, ki siye le'ish zor, when she marries out of her father's family. In this case, a Bas Kohen, the Pasuk's case, is marrying a Yisrael, a foreign person. He, bisrumas hakadoshim lo sochel, she will no longer be able to eat teruma, because now she's locked in to her husband's family, and her husband is not a Kohen. The Pasuk continues, O bas Kohen ki sihiya almana ugurusha, but if this daughter of the Kohen, who got married to an Ish Zor, to a Yisrael, to a non-Kohen, and now she becomes almana ugurusha, widowed or divorced, and the Pasuk gives a quick provision here, vizera ein lo, and she has no children that would lock her into the now deceased husband's family. If that's true, she's no longer married, and she doesn't have children from that marriage. V'shavel be'savia kinu ureha, she returns to her father's house, like in her youth, milechem avia tochel, from the bread of her father, she can once again eat, meaning she can eat teruma. So again, she starts off her life, she's eating teruma because she's the daughter of a Kohen. She marries a Yisrael, she can't eat teruma. Upon that Yisrael's passing, if she doesn't have children from him, then upon his passing or divorce, she would go free from him. She has nothing linking her to his family, and therefore she would return to her status as a Bas Kohen, and she would be able to eat teruma. The first part of our Mishnah, which is the section that we will do on today's daf, is a mirror image of this. Instead of dealing with a Bas Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, we're dealing with a Bas Yisrael. But again, she's marrying out of her father's status into her husband's status. And upon his passing or divorce, we're going to have to discuss whether she goes back to her father's home and her father's status, or does she remain linked to the husband's status, and that would depend on whether she has a child from that now deceased husband. Let's see the Mishnah. Second wide line. Bas Yisrael shanises lekohen. The daughter of a Yisrael gets married to a Kohen, tochal b'teruma, that's fairly straightforward, she's able to eat teruma. Mace, that Kohen died, v'la heimenu bein, but to her, through him, is a child. Tocha betruma, she's allowed to eat truma, because she's still linked to her husband, the Kohen's family. Nises la Levi, now she's an unmarried woman. If she marries a Levi, tochal b'meiser, she's going to be allowed to eat meiser. She adopts the status of her new husband. Mace, if he dies, that's the second husband, the Levi. V'lahe menubein, and to her is a child from him. Tocha b'meiser, she continues in her connection with the Levi's family, and she's able to eat meiser, the tithe designated for Leviim. Nises liYisrael, if she actually goes and gets married now to a Yisrael, to a regular Jew, lo socha lo batruma v'lo b'meiser, she's not going to be able to eat either in teruma, because of the Kohen that she was once married to, or in the Meiser, because of the Levi that she was once married to, because her current marriage trumps all of those relationships. Meis, v'lahem en ubein, if the Yisrael now dies, and she has a child from him, lo sochal, lo betruma, v'lo b'meiser, she remains connected to the Yisrael's family, and she would not be able to eat teruma or meiser. The Mishnah concludes, though, this section of the Mishnah, and points out that those original marriages remain dormant, but they're not totally undone. And therefore, if you undo her relationship with the new husband, she would actually fall back to her previous position, and she might be able to eat one of those tithes that was appropriate during her marriage to her previous husband. And here goes the fascinating dynamic. Meis bina mi Yisrael. If her son, through the Yisrael, would pass away, tocha b'meiser, she would be restored to the Levi's family status, and she would be able to eat meiser because she has a child from her second husband, the Levi. So that even though that husband's not alive and she's not married to him, but that child that existed from him is going to connect her to that family. And if she becomes disconnected from her third husband, from the Yisrael, she would fall into that status of the Levi. Meis benami Levi. What happens if her son from the Levi also dies? Tocha b'teruma. Then she's going to be able to eat teruma because she's going to fall back to the first husband's family, the Kohen's family, because there's a child from that family, and that's right now what she's got. She's got a child from her first husband, and that will connect her to the family of the Kohen. Meis benami Kohen. If that child dies, lo socha, lo betruma, v'lo b'meiser, then she can't eat truma or meiser. She gets restored to her unmarried status, her status in her father's home, and that, as we began, was a Bas Yisrael, a regular Jewish family, and therefore she would not be able to eat neither truma nor meiser. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.